Hi, and welcome to part 3 of the MVC storefront. It's a real-world application building exercise wherein we build out an e-commerce store using ASP.NET MVC and learn TDD along the way. My name is Rob Connery. I work at Microsoft. My email is robcon@microsoft.com. Email me with any questions, or you can leave a comment on this blog. First thing I'd like to do is talk about some feedback from parts 1 and 2. First and foremost is the video and audio quality. I was hosting all the Windows media files up on live.com using their Silverlight streaming service. When I posted the video files up there, they got re-encoded and lost some of their video quality. So what I'm going to do is produce the Windows media files here in higher quality format, and then I'm going to be using Flash on my site so that everyone can access it. I know that some Firefox 3 users were having some issues with Silverlight. Secondly, does MVC require TDD? Certainly not. MVC lends itself because it's a very testable platform, and I'm using TDD to build this application out because primarily I'm curious and I also want to learn it a little bit better. Thirdly, the issue is brought up about my test names, and I think it's a very valid bit of feedback here, and that test name should be explicit, and they should provide the what and the why. So in other words, my first test was product discount amount is valid, and that's a little too bland. A better name might be product discount of 10% should return amount of 10 when price is 100. That may seem a little verbose and ridiculous. However, when you consider that when you're done, you may have close to 1,000 unit tests, you're not going to want to try and decide, well, what does valid mean? So I think that's a great point of feedback. So in the future, I'll be making sure to have the names of my tests a little bit more explicit. Secondly, there is some feedback with regards to how I carried out the TDD. And one of the main points was test first. And the idea here is that you really need to adopt a test mindset where in all the code you write, even if it's just framework or framing code, really needs to be born out of a test. The interesting thing for me is that comes down to a little bit of an issue because Visual Studio doesn't like to work with objects and methods that haven't been created yet. In fact, you might even get an error that's going to cause you to stop working. One of the tools that's out there that can help you do this is ReSharper. It will actually look at the code you're writing and identify the bits that aren't there, the classes and interfaces and so on. And what it will do is actually generate the code for you, including constructors and so on. Evan Hoff has a great video that you can watch. The URL is at the bottom here of the screencast. If you want to take a look at that webcast, he shows off his mad skills with ReSharper. I suggest you watch it if you're interested in TDD and ReSharper. So the idea here with TDD is a mindset of prove it. Prove every assumption with a unit test and let your requirements and technology bleed out from that. It's sort of like an inverted pyramid where one test kind of dictates the next set and so on and so on. So I'm going to make some adjustments here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I write tests even if the code that I'm testing doesn't exist yet, even if the compiler complains. The next thing I'm going to do is try and make sure that a test dictates the next set of tests and functionality in line. I'm not going to use ReSharper because I don't think TDD should depend on a single tool set, but I'm going to do my best to comply with all these things anyway. Finally, I want to assert once again that MVC and TDD are not one and the same. TDD is an option, it's a design pattern, and it's something that I'm going to use only for a learning process with this series. To get started with here, one thing I want to point out is something I omitted from the very beginning of the last few parts, and that is that I should have started out immediately by adding the solution to source control. That's a very, very important step. And the reason I omitted it is because I wanted to use CodePlex, and the CodePlex didn't provision my site until earlier today. So I am now happy to say that I have our CodePlex site up and running. And we can take a look at it here. And it's called MVC Sample Apps, and you can reach it using the CodePlex URL and then MVC Samples. And right now our code is the only stuff that's in here, the commerce site. The license I'm using is the Microsoft Permissive MSPL, which basically means you can do just about what you want with it. It's a very, very permissive license. What I'm going to be doing with each source release, you can see I have three check-ins here already, but what I'm going to be doing with each release is prefacing it with part 3, part 4, part 5, and so on. So if you want to follow along, you can just download the source that I'm talking about in each one. discussions with the TDD guys, one of the things that they pointed out was that I created a few things before I test mandated it. It might seem like an extreme point of view to some folks, but I understand that what they're trying to get after is the mindset that you shouldn't do anything unless a test dictates its presence. The idea there is that you don't want to get ahead of yourself. When you do that, you start writing code that doesn't necessarily need to be there. So to that end, what I decided to do is backpedal just a little bit. The tests I've written only support the presence of a catalog, of a category class, and also the basic repository. So what I want to do right now is I want to switch gears, and I want to talk about the requirement that I need to display product data. Now obviously a product needs to be its own individual class, so what I want to do right now is I want to write a test that helps define the need for that class. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay, here's the test, and it basically just checks and makes sure that we have the fields that are going to support the requirements. Now you may think this is, again, a little extreme. However, this process is critical in making sure that you understand what it is you're doing and what you need to create. So as you may have noticed, the product class doesn't exist, so we already have an inherent problem with our code here. If I build, you can tell here that I have a build failure, so some might consider that to be the first failure that I need to overcome. This test, therefore, is what you might say dictating the presence of a product class. So let's go ahead and build that product class right now. Okay, here's my product class. And you can see right here it's just basically a collection of properties and a constructor. Now you might think I might have jumped ahead again, but what I don't want to do here is I don't want to test the framework. I know that these properties work, and I know that constructors work as well. What I can do is I can test the constructor right here in my test, and that's what I'm going to do at this very moment. So I'm going to run this, and good, I get a green check. So that means my constructor works, a product exists, and now what I can do is start moving on to doing other things, which is testing that the repository actually contains products. I don't even know if it does yet. Let's check that out. My next test here is, as you can imagine, catalog repository contains products. Now what I want to do is I want to access the method getProducts on the repository directly. I don't want to go through the service yet. So if I run a build on this, as you can imagine, the build fails. And it seems a little silly, but it's a nice way to do this. The tests are mandating the API. So let's go ahead and add support for this. So here you can see I've added this to my repository. If I build again, you'll notice that I'm going to get another build error, and that's telling me that the test catalog repository doesn't implement this interface, which means I don't have products coming back. So let's go ahead and add that code really quickly. Okay, here we go. This code's pretty simple. It basically loops over every category, and then it adds 5 products to each subcategory. Notice here that I'm making sure that it's a subcategory because the parent ID is set to 0. And there we are, we're all set. Okay, so now if I build this, it succeeds. If I come back to the test, I can run this test and I should most likely get a pass. And I do. The repository is indeed returning products. Okay, well that's just a null test. I don't want to go too far down this because this is a test repository. I have complete control over it. However, what I do think is fair to do is to make sure that what I'm assuming coming out of there, which is that every subcategory has indeed 5 products, that's an important assumption to validate. Okay, here's a bit of code that I wrote to validate the way I put together the repository for products. Note here that I'm just looping over every subcategory, making sure that it's got exactly 5 products assigned to it. This is really important because every test that I do in the repository with products is going to depend on this. So I'm going to run this test, and I get a pass, and that's a good thing. Okay, now that I've established that every product is assigned to a category, and every subcategory has at least 5 products, what I can do now is I can move on to the next requirement, which is that I want to be able to browse all the products by a given subcategory. So what I want to do now is I want to be able to set up some filtering. So what I'm going to do is write a test that mandates that. So let's do that. Okay, here's our test. And what you're looking at here is my implementation of the pipeline, or pipes and filters. What I want to do is pull data out of the repository, and I want to attach a series of filters to it so that what I get back at the very end is the exact data I want. So notice here that I'm testing, first off, if the repository has the ability to even filter. and especially filter the way I want it to. I'm going to talk more about what this is right here, because this is the core of our filtration pattern. I'm going to be using extension methods as filters on top of iQueryable of product. So first and foremost, if I try and run this, or excuse me, if I try and build this, it's going to fail. This filter system doesn't exist. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to come in and I'm going to add that. What I've done is I've added a folder called filters into our data access class. And then I added a class here. It's a static class for holding all the extension methods I'm going to use as filters. And what I've done is I've added an extension method for iQueryable of product here that's going to return an iQueryable of product that's going to enable a Fluent interface, which I want to use here for readability. And what I'm doing is I'm accepting a category ID, and at some point I'm going to throw in some logic. But for right now, what I want this whole thing to do is build, and it does. So that's kind of the first half of this test. The second one now, what I want to do is I want to run this, and I want to watch it fail. And sure enough, it fails. So now that we know we have a not implemented exception and it's getting fired. So to make this pass, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back in here to the filter, and I'm going to write some link code. So let's do that. Okay, here's a little bit of link code, taking in iQueryable once again, setting a filter on it, and returning it back out. So now if I come back over to my test, and I run the test, and it passes. Great. Okay, so we have the first step now, that our repository is in fact able to filter by product. Now what I want to do is I want to keep moving on with another test. Okay, so I've written another test here that I want to validate that the filter mechanism I've put in place returns 5 products with a category ID of 11. And now we can go ahead and run this test. And it passes. Okay, now that I know the repository will return filtered data, what I want to do is make sure that the service now does the same, because I'm not exposing the repository to any of my application. Okay. So if we see the new test here, it's pretty simple. Just asking for an iList of products straight from the catalog service. If I go ahead and build this, it will fail because I don't have this method here. So what I need to do now is go into my catalog service and create it. So I'm going to do that currently. Okay, so here's my new method, get products by category. First step here, we're going to make sure the solution builds, and then when we run everything, we should get a big fat red X, there it is, as it trips on this not implemented exception. So now what I'm going to do is implement the code that I need. Now what I can do now is do this quite simply. To do this, all I need to do is do a return repository get products with category ID, and I'm going to set this to a list. And now what I'm going to do is just wrap this down so we can see a little bit better. And hopefully you're starting to see the filters pattern, pipes and filters pattern I was talking about before. Doing it this way allows for really, really, really nice kind of grouping and chaining of filtration on top of the repository. So let's make sure this builds. And now what I'm going to do is run our test, and we have a nice green lawn to lay back and sit under the sun. Okay, so that's the first part of this whole thing. The next thing I want to do is I want to meet the next part of the requirement, which is that I want, when a user clicks on a given product, they should see the product detail. Okay, the first thing I need to do is to create a test that will make sure that the repository will indeed return a single product. So let's write that test. Okay, here's our test right here, and it's pretty basic stuff. I'm just creating a new repository based on our test repository, and I'm asking it to get products. I'm appending a filter in here, and I'm checking to make sure that the count that is returned is 1. So when I build this, it will fail, primarily because this filter method doesn't exist. Now what I need to do is go in here into our filters. So the first thing I want to do is I want to enable the build. So that's what I'm going to do right now. Okay, here's my new filter. And now what I need to do is build the solution, make sure everything builds, and it does, so that's good. Now we're in shape here to run this test and watch it fail. So let's do that, and it does indeed fail. It trips on the not implemented exception. So now what I need to do is come in here and write the same exact code for filtering by the product ID. And so what I'm going to do that is just set the ID here to the passed in ID. And now, if we build this one more time, go back and run our test, ideally it should pass, and it does. And that's good. Same kind of filtration pattern, working with iQueryable, setting the filter here inline, and there you are. Now let's move on to getting the service to pass that as well. Okay, so here is our test to validate whether this is going to work. We have a method that I want to be using called getProductById, and if I run a build, it will fail because it doesn't exist. So now what I need to do is come into our catalog service and create that method. Okay, so here's step one. Here's the method I'm going to be using. I'm going to build the solution. The build works. So now what I want to do is run this test so I can watch it fail. And it does indeed fail. So what I want to do now is simply return the value from the repository. So what I want to do here is just write some quick code. And I'm going to say get products with ID, and then set this to a list. Oops. Okay, that's all we have to do. So now if we run this test one more time, whoops, what did I do? Oh, let's see. I should have done, instead of to list, single. All right, so now I can run this. And we have a nice green lawn to take a nap on. Okay, that does it for part 3. If you have any questions, please leave a comment on the blog or send me an email. Thank you. Thank you.